everybody had 5 years or more, and I sat with them. Because I had 2.5 years at the time. That's how I got the book. They just came out. I said, you know, and you know why? Not because I wanted to read it, because I want to go, I got the fucking book. You know? You got one yet? I didn't know that book was going to change my life, be my home group for 24 years, you know what I mean? Like, see, I manipulated myself into something else. So, all right. This is out of Just for Today, Living the Program, Chapter 9. If you're new, the blue, basic text. All right? That's what it is. All right? Narcotics Anonymous program is spiritual. Now, we talk about suggestions around here, right? I think I've read all the literature a couple times. I've tried to absorb it all. And this is 5 minutes. This is the only strong suggestion that I've found in the literature. And if there is another one, please tell me about it. It says, we strongly suggest that members make an attempt to find a higher power of their understanding. So I'm at a textbook meet years ago. And everybody's going around the room. We read that and we're talking about that. And everybody's like, yeah, 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 you need to get a higher power. You need to get a higher power. Higher power is the most important. The last guy was Nick Kay. Nick Kay shared. I didn't like Nick Kay. Nick Kay banged one of my girlfriends when we were using. Right? And, you know, like I said, I'm Irish. I like to hold on to resentments. It's our national pastime. So Nick banged a girl when we were in high school. All right, so we're talking the 70s. This is now like the early 90s. All right, and Nick was the last one to share. So I almost got up and left, but you know, my sponsor was there, so I didn't want to get up and leave. He said, why the fuck you leave? You still don't like Nick because of that? Fuck her. You know. And Nick goes, that's not what it says. I said, what? Now, I'm smart. I thought it said what everybody else thought it said. He said, it's strongly suggested we make an attempt. Make an attempt. The suggestion is in making the attempt. It's about opening your mind. That's what it's about. So I was like, damn. See, I thought I knew shit that I read what it meant. Remember, I was the smartest guy in prison. I helped a couple guys write some books. They made one of them into a good movie. You know. It's about opening your mind. That what it, you know, what John said. The things that we know about the truth are subject to revision. I thought things were here for me to use and abuse. You know, I'm here to take, to plunder, to steal. You know what I mean? I was brought up like that. I wasn't brought up to give. I'm a 2-for-1 kind of guy. Yeah, you can get a pack. I get 2 back, motherfucker, by Thursday. All right? And I'm a small, I was up, I'm, you know, I'm about 180 now, right? I came into prison weighing 125. End of my road. Every time I was at the end of the road, I ended up in prison. And I was like short a few pounds. And you know, I got a big mouth and I'm sarcastic and I weigh 120 pounds. So I had to be nimble on my feet, you know? I had to be a smooth talker. 3 things I've been good at in my life. Talking shit, that's why I'm up here. Making money, that's why I was in there. And making girls mad at me. That's why I'm on this trip alone. I'm real good at pissing them off. But I don't hate them when they leave. You know, I've gotten better. I'm getting better at owning my responsibility. I'm more honest about my shit. And I got love. And I'm going to tell you this last story. What do I got? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? 1 minute? Ah, oh, come on. All right. So my sponsor dies. He was my sponsor for 23 years. He passes. My new sponsor, Timmy, I had an eye on him. He was on H&I committee in the 80s when I came in and started doing service work. I'm wearing an H&I shirt that he gave me for a learning day they have, and he's still active in service. So I call him up. I said, listen, the Florida Regional is going to be in Tampa. I'm going. Why don't you drive? I'm on a fixed. I said, I'm paying for the room. I'll buy you a banquet ticket. He comes up. We're at the banquet. There's 1,000 people in the room. And I say, Timmy, will you be my sponsor? He stands up, comes over to me. He starts crying, puts his arm around me, and gives me one of them Lavinia hugs. And I knew right then and there I picked the right guy to be my sponsor. You know, the hug didn't feel bad anymore. You know, those hugs kept me standing at my son's coffin for 6 hours at his wake. You guys showed up and loved me through the worst time of my life. You know, I got through it. I've flourished. I'm happy to be alive. It's not okay that my son died, but I'm okay even though he passed. And that's because of the love and the unconditionalness that you guys show me. Thank you.